Say there's a fire at a big apartment complex. Firefighters rush in, looking for survivors and trouble spots. Now, at the front of the building is an incident commander, trying to make sure those first responders are safe.
We don't have maps that show where firefighters are inside of buildings, where police officers may be during a search.
Paul Siebert says that's a serious problem. He's a firefighter who works with Texas A&M's TEKS First Responder Training Program.
Today, all we're hearing is voice reports. We'd like to see that on a map. And so the firefighters really would be able to take their mind off of reporting back in and saying, hey, I'm here, I'm okay, if we can have automated systems that do that.
Automated location tracking is just one technological upgrade Siebert wants. There are also sensors available that could send information on a firefighter's body temperature or CO2 levels in the air. The thing is, even when these sensors exist, they're not connected. So keeping track of all the data for all the firefighters is a nightmare. Meet a group of techies trying to make that process easier.
My name is Thomas Jung.
Rafiq Bryant.
My name is Thomas Hobum.
These guys met over the weekend at a hackathon put on by Tech Wildcatters. And in 2 days, they've already impressed some firefighters and paramedics, especially Thomas Hobum. He's 14 years old. His partners are 27 and 32.
It's a way to take all of the sensors that firefighters have on their body at all times. Like, they always have temperature sensors, carbon monoxide sensors. They have all kinds of sensors. It's a way to take all of those and connect them together and store all the information in a central dashboard that firefighting commanders can look at to tell the status of all their firefighters.
Think of it as a Salesforce.com for first responders. The group won a spot in the new accelerator called Emerge, which is a collaboration among the Department of Homeland Security, the Center for Innovative Technology, and Dallas-based Tech Wildcatters. Gabriella Draney is CEO of Tech Wildcatters and runs Emerge.
So it all came about from Department of Homeland Security looking to the private investor community, specifically accelerators, to help people that were building consumer wearable technology to think about the first responder market as they built those consumer wearables and build something that could also potentially save lives.
So instead of creating a smartwatch to count calories, how about a smartwatch to track traces of chemicals after a leak? 6 teams will be on this 12-week journey, learning about technology and collaboration.
And so this is really pulling together not just hardware, but also software and first responders who are really not very connected to technology. They're walking around with technology that's 50 years old.
Think walkie-talkies and bulky headgear. First responders still embrace those things because they have to be sure technology really works. A new pair of 3D goggles might need to be tested and tweaked out in the field for months, even years. Draney hopes this collaboration among entrepreneurs, hackers, and first responders can speed up the time to market for new, potentially life-saving technology. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.